Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everybody. Today is May 5th, 2015, and it is 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You're listening live with Unveiling the Psychic Truth on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And if this is your first time listening to the show, then I want to welcome you. And I very much appreciate you joining and listening and being part. Well, I have a very interesting topic this month that I'm very excited about, and I'm very excited to talk about. But before we get started, I just want to say, isn't this weather fabulous? I know if you're here in Michigan, you're probably going, what? It's not exactly fabulous. It's cloudy out. It looks like it's going to rain. At least it does here in Westland. But finally, spring is here. And just overnight, all the trees around my home have actually bloomed. We actually have full leaves, so I'm very excited. And hey, it's not snowing, which is a thrill in my book. So my topic for this month, vision and senses, vision and dream interpretation. Boy. So it took me maybe an hour or so to come up with my topic this month, because a lot of times I will base my topics off of what clients and I have discussed. You know, sometimes I'll have clients contact me and say, hey, can you talk about this subject? Or can you talk about, you know, this question I have on the radio? And I never mind doing that. Actually, if you have a topic or something that you would like to hear about, then feel free to contact me. My email is moonbeamessence@yahoo.com, and you can let me know. But this month, I decided to go with a topic that a lot of clients have been coming to me about, and a lot of clients have been very overly concerned about. And sometimes that happens in the psychic field. We tend to notice patterns or things that tend to kind of come around in waves. I used to work at a professional psychic business when I first got into this in a professional way. And I used to tell the other psychics there all the time, do you notice a pattern with the readings that we do? Because sometimes it would be like 1 month, it would almost seem like 75% of the clients were coming in about love. And then the next month, it would be like 75% of the clients were coming in about money or job-related issues. And then the next month, it would seem like a lot of the clients that I was reading was dealing with a divorce or that type of issue. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It was almost like the universe kind of set it up in patterns. And I also found that when I read particular clients about the same subject, or it seems like the same type of pattern is repeating in their readings, that there is something that I'm personally meant to learn from that situation as well. And sometimes that's the way the universe works. You know, as you're helping others, they want to help you. And there's nothing wrong with that as well. I actually enjoy that, because to me it feels like as much guidance as I'm offering, you know, my clients and those that come to me, I'm also being given guidance, and that gives me more knowledge and experience to then, again, share with the world. So the topic that kept coming up in the last month, and especially within the last couple of weeks, was vision interpretation and dreams. I've had a lot of clients come to me and tell me that they're dreaming very vividly, which is not something that they normally do, and that they're also having visions in some shape, form, or fashion, and that they don't understand them, and they don't know how to deal with them. Now, I could tell you the first time I ever started getting visions of the past, present, or future, it frightened me. Not in the sense that I saw something bad and I knew something bad was going to happen, but sometimes visions can be overwhelming, and sometimes they just don't come at the appropriate time. That is one of the reasons why I've actually had clients ask me, you know, can I give you a hug after a reading? Because I'm not a very huggable person. I don't hug often. And I don't mind doing that. But I actually had a client ask me one time why I wasn't very huggable. And it was because of my empathic capabilities. My empathic capabilities, when I touch somebody, I get thoughts, emotions, feelings, but I also sometimes get visions when I touch someone. And sometimes those are overwhelming. Sometimes I feel like they're not appropriate. And other times I just kind of feel like it's almost like the universe is prying and that's not my business. If the vision is something very important, I always tell a client, especially if they've come to me for that particular reason. But vision, you know, questing, vision seeing is not always the easiest gift to have. And with a lot of my clients lately starting to have that, to start to see things, I know that it can be not only overwhelming, but then again, how do you interpret it? For example, and I know she will not mind me sharing this story. She's actually a really good friend of mine. I had a client come to me about 2 weeks ago and told me that she was in a traffic jam on the road, and this woman behind her was just really upset. She was, she was cursing. She was making, hand gestures. This woman, was in a kind of a fit of road rage. There was really nowhere to go. Traffic was just jammed. Well, when traffic started to move, she swerved in front of my friend. And she cut off a lot of people, and she almost ended up in a car accident. My friend said that she wasn't mad at this person. She just couldn't understand why this person was acting this way, why this woman was acting this way in jammed traffic when there was clearly really nowhere for anybody to go. And what she said she saw when this woman passed her by and got in front of her was this vision of flames. And to her, it almost came through as if this woman's car was on fire, that it had burst and it had been on fire. She called me that day and she was very alarmed because she thought that she had manifested this. And I asked her, did you wish this woman any ill will? And she said, no, absolutely not. She goes, I was actually more scared for the woman because I was afraid she would get into an accident. But I wasn't, upset with her. I wasn't mad at her. And I knew my friend was telling the truth because she's one of the most calm people I know. She's very serene. She has this very calm-like energy to her. And I've never seen her mad. I have not seen her mad at all. I've seen her upset, but not mad. So I knew that she's just not the type to wish somebody ill will. And she was very concerned because she thought that she had manifested this vision or that she had clearly seen that this woman was going to die. Now, when she contacted me, it took me a little bit of time to possibly, calm her down because she was so upset. First of all, she didn't manifest this vision. A lot of times visions aren't manifested. They just come on you. Second of all, do I feel like she saw a vision of death? It's possible. She could have picked up this woman in the future causing an accident or being in an accident. But is it set in stone? No. And to me, the way she described the vision itself, it almost felt to me that my friend had concern for this person and had it almost, instead of manifesting something that was physical, almost like manifested a vision of her own personal fear. But I told her, even if this is something that does come to pass, there's absolutely nothing you can do to prevent it. And all you can do at this point in time is wish that woman health, harmony, and peace. That hopefully that what you do see does not come to pass. And that maybe by you sending that love and light, nothing of the sort will happen. But visions are a little hard to interpret. Sometimes they're as clear as day. And they're overwhelming. And, they're like, hi, I'm here. And this is what I need you to pay attention to. And there you go. Pay attention to it. Other times they're so vague, it's a little ridiculous. You're almost like, yeah, I don't quite know what to do with that, so I'm just going to kind of put it on the back burner and I'll come back to it later. One of the most vague visions that most of my clients deal with is that sinking pit feeling. I don't know if any of you guys out there have had this, where you feel like something is wrong or something bad is about to happen, and you have that sinking feeling in your stomach, almost like you can't eat, you can't relax, you can't get comfortable, maybe feeling nauseous. It kind of rolls anxiety through your whole body to the point where it just, you know, you just know something's going to happen. You're not quite sure what, but you know it's not going to be good. I've had a lot of clients who've had this feeling, and it's actually one of the most common feelings to get as somebody who has visions or has higher senses, especially somebody who's empathic, who picks up on thoughts or feelings, emotions. They tend to kind of get this feeling, but that's it. That's it. That's all they get. They don't get a roadmap that says it's this person over here. They don't get any sight to this, to where it, you know, the universe will say, you know, if you meditate, I'll show you a picture of the person this is or this, who this relates to. It, you know, that's it. There's just this feeling. And for everybody, it's different. For everyone I've came across, it's different. And it's not always a sign of something good. I will be honest. I can honestly tell you that every time I've had this feeling, it's related to death for me. Every time I've had this feeling, somebody's passed. But that's not to say that's going to be the same for somebody else. I've actually had two clients come to me within the last couple of months. The first, she had this sinking pit feeling, and it ended up relating to her job. She had a drastic change within her career, unexpectedly. And even though it ended up being a positive change over a period of time, it was not a good change in the moment. Another client who picked up on this sinking gut feeling, she actually, one of her family members came down with a health-related issue that was a little bit more serious. And the third client who came to me recently actually has had the same exact feeling I did when I have this feeling. And he actually contacted me 2 days later to let me know there was a death in the family. But this feeling doesn't always bode something well. But I will tell you, it doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. And it doesn't mean that the worst possible case scenario is going to happen. And that is what I tell clients. It is a warning that something that maybe you will have a hard time understanding or have a very hard time dealing with is coming to the forefront. And your intuition is letting you know this, that something's coming that maybe is not exactly something you want to deal with. But it is not impossible or improbable to deal with it. So I always take that feeling with a grain of salt. The first time that feeling ever came over me, my mom's dog actually ran away and was gone for 3 days. And I got that feeling right before she ran away. And the moment we found her, because, of course, my mom used my psychic capabilities to find her, and we did, it went straight away. Usually, once it goes away, you can really tell what it's related to. What I normally tell people is if you're getting visions in any shape, form, or fashion, start a journal. And take each one with a grain of salt. You know, if you have a vision of a tornado and you know, you see it in the workplace, that's usually chaos. That's usually a clearing of the path that maybe something needs to be cleared up or cleared out within your career or your job. The same thing goes for a tornado in a dream. I used to dream about tornadoes all the time when I was working in a specific location. And it was because I was unhappy there, and I knew I needed to clear my path. I needed to find something I was more comfortable doing, and I did. I actually started reading professionally, and I found my path. A lot of people will dream about death, and I get this question a lot. You know, I dreamt about my mom dying. Is she going to die? I won't say that it's not possible, but usually death of a loved one either symbolizes a change or a birth in your life, to where somebody's either having a baby or there's a drastic change like a marriage or, you know, a home change. It creates change. But I want to say about 80% of the time, that's usually what it means. And then maybe 20% of the time, it does mean physical death. But you will be able to understand whether or not it means physical death. Is your mom ill? Has she suffered from any chronic diseases or infections? If she's very super ill or you've noticed a change in her health, then it is a warning to get her taken care of. But if she's perfectly healthy and there's nothing wrong, then more than likely she's not going to pass away. The second most common thing that I get in when it comes to dreams is I have a lot of clients ask me, but it was so vivid, like it was real. Yeah, that is absolutely possible. It is absolutely possible because we as humans have a capability called astral travel. Now, most people believe that this is only possible for those who are severely intuitive, for those that work in a professional psychic or intuitive capacity, or who have been doing it for years. But I will tell you that more and more that I've studied over the years and more clients I've worked with, everybody I've came across has some type of intuitive capability. It's whether or not we actually access it, whether or not we actually do something with it. A lot of times people will ask me, well, how do I access it? Well, most times you access it in your sleep because your subconscious is where your intuitive gifts lie. And when you're asleep, your subconscious has the ability to take over. But a lot of humans have the ability to astral travel. Our bodies only carry our soul, but we are not locked within them. And astral travel is the ability for the soul to travel through not only time, space, but dimensions. So sometimes when we dream vividly, but it seems so real, but it doesn't make sense to this planet, then maybe what you're actually dreaming about is a life that you had in another dimension. You're astral traveling. These dreams are worth paying attention to. They're not always literal, but they can mean that there's something you do need to pay attention from it. For example, I had a dream probably, I want to say about a year ago. And in this dream, I was being led to a hall. I was walking through a very small town, and I was being led to a hall by a group of people who told me that I needed to come and I needed to read this group. The people were waiting for me, and I thought that was very interesting. I didn't recognize the town. It was very old-fashioned. I didn't recognize the people. I didn't recognize myself, and I didn't recognize what I was wearing. But I was being led by this group of people, and they were telling me, you need to come to the hall. The people are waiting for you to read them. They're waiting for your guidance. When I got into this hall, they led me up on this stand, and there was a group of people, and they were waiting for me to read them. They were waiting for me to use my mediumship capabilities to read them. The best time frame that I noticed from the group was, I believe it was from the 20s, the 1920s. Now, what was a little bit different was that these people were very acceptant of what I was capable of doing. There was nobody calling me a fraud. There was nobody saying, you know, we don't believe her. There was nobody talking about, you know, how it was an illusion or not real. And I did not use any tool, but they actually call it a mediumship trumpet, which they used to use back in the day for mediumship. The spirits would be able to pick it up, lift it up off the table, and actually speak through it. And it was said that a channeler, a very strong channeler, would be able to work with this item. But anyways, that was the only thing that I used. There was no, you know, spirit projection. There was no trip wires. There was nothing. But the time frame didn't really quite fit, even though it seemed to me about the 20s. and what was going on. So I actually did some research, and even though some things fit, other things didn't. And I came to the conclusion that there was something that I needed to learn from this, but I also felt like that it was possibly a past life. Whether it was a past life here or in another dimension, I'm not quite sure. But I figured it was a past life because to me, not only was it so vivid, but I had complete control over my body during the situation. And that's usually a sign of a past life. So I did do some research and come to find out this technique was actually commonly used in Lilydale, New York. And my best guess was actually that I might have been a medium who worked out there. But I also felt like there was something, like I said, I needed to learn from this dream. And at that point in time, I was actually struggling with myself if I thought it was appropriate to continue to read groups, large groups of people at one time. Your gift for mediumship, the longer you use it, it's almost like a generator. It will run out of its battery. And to read large groups, not only did I fear that I would run out of the battery very quickly, but I also had the fear that, you know, was it really something that I would be good at? And that's what I was dealing with at that point in time. So not only did that past life dream show me that I've done it before, but that I was okay doing it now. And I continue to read large groups of people even today. But some dreams, they're a literal translation like that, especially a past life dream. You can kind of take it for what it is. But a lot of dreams you have to kind of take with a grain of salt, you know, and kind of really feel out the meaning. Ask yourself when you go through a dream, when you wake up from a dream, what is your first feeling waking up from that dream? You know, keep a dream journal by your bed. I do. And when you wake up, what was your first feeling? Do you feel dread? Do you feel anxiety? Do you feel happy? Do you feel sad? Write that down. And then try to remember what that dream really consisted of. Because you're going to remember it best when you first wake up. And write it down. Write down every detail you can possibly think of. And when you're done writing it down, then kind of go back over the details. What really stood out to you? What was the one thing that maybe caught you off guard, made you very uneasy? What was the one thing that kind of really stuck with you, that kind of hit a nerve? Because more than likely, that is the meaning of the dream. So say you have a dream and you dream about spiders being all over the walls. They're crawling all over the walls. And you're freaking out because you don't like spiders, and especially the fact that you're in your bedroom and you're laying in bed and you look around and they're all over the walls. They're just all over them. And you actually start to get really scared, and that fear wakes you up. What is the one significant thing about that dream? Well, most people would say it's probably the spiders, right? The fact that you're dreaming about spiders. But to me, the first question I would ask you is, did the spiders ever reach you? Were they crawling all over you? Or did they just stay there crawling all over the walls? Because if you tell me they didn't reach you and they're crawling all over the walls, and even though you highly don't like spiders and they, you know, you just did not like that dream, seeing spiders in that kind of capacity is actually good luck and good fortune. So that's one of the reasons why I tell people, pay attention to the details of a dream. When a client tells me a dream, I pay attention to the details that kind of make them emotional or are kind of out of the norm. Those that are having dreams that are prophetic or dreams of the future, this is my advice to you. Not every dream will come to pass, but if they do, it was just universe's way of saying you have this capability. I always get clients who will come to me and say, every dream I've had lately has come to true. And I'll ask them, you know, do you feel like there's anything that you could do to change it? Or anything that you could do to kind of, you know, change the outcome? And a lot of times they'll tell me no, that they never know when it's going to happen or you know, that they just kind of roll with it. And that's perfectly okay. This is a way of your intuition trying to get your attention. Sometimes your intuition doesn't know what else to do to get your attention. You know, if you are gifted in many shapes, forms, and fashions, then this might be another growing gift. And this might be your intuition's way of saying that you're precognitive and that you need to work with a tool to work with your precognition, which is the sense of seeing the future. If you have never had any intuitive gift before this, and this is starting to come through, this is your intuition's way of saying, we've tried and we can't get through. So now if you see it for yourself, maybe you'll finally work with us. So it kind of goes both ways, hand in hand. Another reason why a lot of people will get precognitive dreams is because they've not been paying attention to their gifts. Maybe they're suppressing a gift. Maybe they're not paying attention to a gift. And this is their intuition's way of saying, hey, I'm here. I'm here whether you kind of like it or not. Now, you don't always have to work with every gift that you're given, but I will say you do have to acknowledge it. Because if you don't, then that gift kind of becomes a dam. And think of the Hoover Dam. All that water that it suppresses, that's your gift. And it's building, and it's building, and it's building. And eventually that dam will burst. And when it does, you'll have absolutely no control over that gift. So acknowledgement is not saying, yes, I will work with it. Acknowledgement is saying, look, I know that you're here. I'm uncomfortable working with you, so therefore I'm asking you to back off. Acknowledgement can also be, okay, I know you're here. I don't know how to work with you. Please help and guide me to do so. It kind of goes hand in hand. I always tell clients, if you're having dreams of the future and that's all of a sudden just came on board and you kind of known that you're intuitive your whole life, but you never worked with it, it scares you, it frightens you, and you don't want to deal with it, so you kind of suppress it, that's the start of the Hoover Dam. That is the start of the Hoover Dam. That's like almost like the crack. And you're getting close to the whole wall breaking. So definitely give it some attention because I always find that the clients that come to me where the dam's already broke, they have the hardest time learning control and self-control of their gifts. And they're also the clients that have the most anxiety over their gifts. So please give it attention one way or another. I want to take a break for a quick second just to give out my information. You can contact me by phone. My phone number is 313-516-8210. You can email me at moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. You can also contact me in several different ways. I'm currently working on my website. I'm actually having it designed from scratch, so it's a little bit under construction, but you can actually contact me through it. It's divinetemperance.com. I'm also on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter under Divine Temperance. You can find me in all three areas and follow me on Tumblr with all of my articles and radio shows monthly, Twitter posts. I post everything on there, and Facebook, my page is Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield, and I always post product, classes, everything on there as well. So you can actually contact me several different ways. I do readings, and I offer a lot of different services. I do readings across the country and also across the globe. I have a wide range of clientele. And I do them over the phone. So if you are out of state, you're more than welcome to give me a call. I do phone readings. My rates are pretty affordable, at least I believe so. I get this question a lot, and I actually wanted to kind of mention it on the radio. So for a 15-minute reading with me, it's $25. For a half an hour, it's $45. For an hour, it's actually $80. So those are my prices. Do I do readings on the air? No, I don't. I do not do readings on this show for a couple different reasons. One, I am actually the producer of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. So I know that we have plenty of wonderful hosts through Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and Body, Mind, Spirit Radio who offer readings, psychic readings. And second of all, my goal with this show is not to give free readings or free advice. My goal is to actually talk about the truth about being psychic and psychic topics and to give my knowledge and experience through that. If you have any questions about readings or you have any questions about the topics or things that I discuss on here, feel free to contact me, especially if you have a question about something that I've discussed today. Maybe you're having a hard time with your gifts or a hard time with vision or dream interpretation. Feel free to contact me. I am not going to charge you to ask me a question about today's topic. I actually enjoy hearing from my listeners, and I actually enjoy giving advice in that shape, form, or fashion. So that's my information if you'd like to contact me. I'm also very excited. I just want to throw this out there real quick. I'm actually currently building an online store where all of my candle kits are going to be available. One of the things that I do is I hand make candle kits, and my line is actually called the Divinity Line. Each candle kit is based off not only an archangel but a goddess and works specifically to help you manifest the things that you want. And I actually have a line of 13. And these all work. I've actually been designing candle kits and mojo products and herbal sachets for several years. My product has actually been in a few different states and in a few different stores. I'm actually very proud of my product line. This particular product line is brand new. It is actually more potent than my previous product lines. It is affordable, and it will be available on my online store. If you're interested in checking it out, though, check out my Twitter or my Facebook page. They're on there, and you can actually see them and see what they're good for. My latest one was actually Temperance, and that kit is wonderful for letting go and having patience. The reason why I wanted to mention my candle kit line is because I know there's a lot of people struggling out there with things that they want to manifest. The cool thing about my candle kit line is not only are they affordable and they work, but it's like buying a full battery. When you go into a store and you buy a candle that helps you manifest something, you're buying an empty battery that was created for a certain thing. So kind of look at it like this. You are buying an empty battery that you have to take home and charge in order to fit it into your AT&T remote. And what I mean by that is you have to take that candle home or that kit home and you have to charge it and put your energy in it, and you have to dance naked underneath the full moon on a Tuesday, and you have to do certain things. There's directions. There's this list of meditate on it, you know, so forth and so on. When you buy one of my candle kits, it's a full battery. You don't have to do anything along those lines. You can tell it what specifically you would like it to do. You don't have to sit with it. You don't have to pay attention to it. You don't have to meditate with it. You put the candle on a plate, sprinkle the herbs around it, you light the candle, and go about your day. When it's burned down, you toss out the wax, and you get to keep the herbs in their little sachet you have, and they'll continue to work with you. Continue to work with you. It's not a one-time, I threw it out there, and now I have to throw this out. You can actually keep the herbs, and they'll continue to pour that energy out for you. So that's just a little bit about my divinity line. So, let's kind of go back to dream interpretation and vision interpretation. So like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because it's come up with a lot of clients lately. And I've kind of given some rounded advice about how to deal with it. You know, journaling is the best way to handle the situation. Journal whatever you're coming across, because more than likely it's your intuition's way of getting your attention. Take everything kind of with a grain of salt, unless it's a past life dream, then definitely kind of pay attention to the literal translation. Astral travel, it comes through, and it does happen with a lot of us. Do not be scared of it, but you can learn control over it over a period of time. I'm actually not going to talk about how to control it today, but I will tell you, if any of you guys are struggling with it, feel free to contact me and I can give you some advice on that. That might actually be a topic for the future. As far as another point of advice that I kind of wanted to give on this subject, a lot of people have been asking me lately, is this happening to me because of the time of the year? Is there something energetically going on that's pulling this? I've actually had a lot of clients come to me within the last week who have been suffering with vision quests or, you know, visions, or their senses seem kind of under, you know, out of control and so forth and so on. And they've asked me that question. Do, you know, does it have something to do with the stars? You know, I'm normally not getting this. Sometimes it does. We just came out of a full moon in Scorpio, and Scorpio is a sign of severe emotion. Scorpios tend to actually kind of be like the ocean in the water signs. And they tend to kind of have that emotional perspective. They're a water sign. And a full moon in Scorpio will make people emotional. And sometimes when we're emotional, we actually tap more into our intuitive gifts. And that will pull visions and dream interpretations and so forth and so on. So it can happen. A lot of people are more open spiritually when there is a change in energy. And there's always a change in energy when we deal with seasonal changes. There's always a shift in energy when we come across a new season. So we're coming into spring. There's an energy shift in the air right now. And that energy shift can actually kind of almost latch on to our intuitive side and into our gifts and kind of expand that energy so that we're pulling more information than expected. It's almost like that energy in the universe has to go somewhere, so it kind of comes to us in a way, and it kind of is like, hey, you know what? We're going to kind of fill you up a little bit more and kind of give you more dreams, more visuals, more interpretations. The other thing that I did want to mention about the senses and so forth, I know that there's a lot of clients out there that are having difficulties with their senses and what they're sensing at this point. I actually have a very close friend who denied her psychic capabilities for years. The ironic thing is she actually worked for a metaphysical store for years. She actually worked for a metaphysical store for about three and a half years, and she denied her capabilities while she was in the store. She loved the field. She was not a psychic. She kind of worked as a floor manager. She loved what she did, but she didn't think that she was intuitive in the slightest, so she kept suppressing her capabilities. Within the last 6 months, she's actually came to me because now she cannot suppress them anymore. The Hoover Dam broke, and now she has absolutely no control, and she's scared because not a lot of the people around her are very acceptant of this, you know, these gifts and so forth. So she came to me, and I've actually been working with her to develop her psychic gifts and start paying attention to what she's getting. But here's the problem, and I mention this because I feel like some of you guys might need to hear this. Not only did she suppress her gifts for so long that when they burst through, she had absolutely no control to where she's getting. She's picking up things everywhere, and, you know, when she doesn't want to, and when she's around certain people, and I mean, it's to the point where I'm drastically trying to teach her control because it's actually affecting her daily life. Not only that, but the things that she's sensing and picking up on, she doesn't have full use of her capabilities. Yes, she's getting loads and loads of information because, you know, the dam is broke and it is overwhelming her. But the gift itself is not developed and it's not strong. So when she gets a vision, it's sometimes in black and white, or it's in very small shards, small chunks. Not only that, but she will see that this person or this individual is trying to talk to her, and she can't hear them. She suppressed her gift for so long that her gifts are not as strong as they should be. Therefore, they're not pulling all the information she's supposed to be hearing. I'm not going to say that it is a negative. I'm going to say it's a consequence. And will it stay that way? No. The more she learns and she grows, she will be able to hear like she is supposed to. And she will be able to pick up these visions more sharply and in color and so forth and so on. But for right now, it is a consequence of the fact that she has suppressed her gift for so long. the difference between intuition and a psychic gift. I do see that there's somebody in chat that asked this question. Intuition is the capability of picking up on anything. How do I want to put this? say you're a mother and your kid goes to school and all of a sudden you just get this feeling that your child's in trouble. And the teacher, before the teacher can even call you, you're going to the school and come to find out that you know, your child got pushed down on the playground and has a broken leg. That's intuition. Intuition is being able to pick up on something that is outside of the realm of your senses. A psychic gift is more of a direct route to pick up information. So look at intuition like a tree. And look at a psychic gift almost like it is a branch of that tree. Psychic gifts are more like direct. It's more of a direct, just straight branch. And that's where your mediumship comes in, being able to talk to the dead or speak to the dead. That's where your precognition comes in, being able to see the future. That's where empathic capabilities come in, being able to sense people's thoughts or emotions. You know, some people have visions through touch or psychometry. They have to touch you in order to get information. These gifts are branches. They're more of an area of focus. Most people who start out working with their intuition, they don't know what their branches are. They just feel like they're intuitive in some shape, form, or fashion. You know, that they've been picking up on things outside the realm of our natural human senses. They're getting dreams that come true. When they're around a certain person, they just feel icky. When their child's in harm's way, they know. You know, they've had an extra bout of luck. They dreamt about the winning lottery numbers. There's so many different things. But these people who are starting to work with their intuition will come to me and go, I don't know what it means. I don't know what I am. I don't know how to deal with this. Because more than likely, they don't know the branch or the direction that they're most prominent in. And that's where I come in. And that's where I will be able to look not only at your intuition, but I will be able to sense your intuition and be able to give you a direction of where to start. You know, sometimes I get clients who come in and say, I'm seeing dead people all over the place. I can't handle this. But they're so emotionally overwhelmed that it's not the mediumship gift that they need to work on. It's the empathic gift. Their empathy is actually overwhelming everything else, and they're picking up on so much emotionally that they can't even handle the mediumship gift because of their emotional anxiety. So I always try to point you in the direction that you should start with first. The other thing that I always like to mention to clients and to listeners is that everybody's different. Everybody's intuitive capabilities are different. Yes, these are branches, and more than likely you can access the branch, but only you will understand what that means for you. I am a very strong empath in the sense that if I touch you, I'm able to pull how you feel, almost like it becomes my feeling. If I am in a room with a group of people, I'm usually very much picking up on the emotions that are around me. But how an empath feels those emotions is completely different than the next empath. So the way I pick up emotions is I have certain feelings within me that will tell me that that's emotionally what's going on. When somebody's in love, excuse me, I don't feel just in love. I feel almost like somebody is taking feathers and brushing it against my skin. That's what love feels like to me. When somebody is in a lot of pain or suffering, I get nauseous. Not only do I pick up on that pain and suffering, but I will get super nauseous to the point where I feel like I'm going to be violently ill. When somebody has severe levels of anxiety, and they come to me, not only do I pick up on that anxiety, but I start to suffer a migraine. And I will feel a pressure behind my ears. My empathy tells me not only the emotions of the people that are with around me by making me feel that emotion, but usually I get a physical sensation with it. But not all empaths have that. That's just something that's unique to my personal gift, and yours could be completely different. So I will say, kind of keep it in mind. Everybody's gift works differently because you are different than the person sitting next to you. You are completely different than the person sitting next to you. We all are. I'm different than one of my best friends who's intuitive as well. How do you pay attention to the intuitive information that you're getting? Do you have these dreams and you pay attention to those? Do you get these gut feelings? Do you pay attention to those? Do you walk in a room and pick up emotions and pay attention to those? How you interpret and pay attention to your gift is how it will develop. That's how it will develop. For me, physical sensation is the way that my intuition gets my attention. Why? And I will explain why. I have two chronic illnesses. And I'm only always consistently having to pay attention to my body. Very much so. Because my body is telling me when my chronic illnesses are flaring up, when it is something that needs to be taken care of. So my intuition has caught on to this and gone, hey, you know what? She has to pay attention to her body and the way she feels. So the way we get her attention is we give her a physical sensation that we know she'll pay attention to. That makes me different than my friend who doesn't get physical sensations at all. She gets a lot of her information through angel card readings is what she does, or dream work, dream travel. She does a lot of dream travel, and that's how she gets her information. So I will tell you, everybody's kind of different. Also be aware that if you're picking up on things emotionally in any shape, form, or fashion, it doesn't always mean that it's you. Any vision, anything that you're sensing, that is one of the biggest tips I can give anybody today. If you've had an overwhelming emotion lately, or an overwhelming dream, or an overwhelming sensation, don't always apply it to your own personal life. You might actually be picking that up for somebody that you're close to or connected with. Now, to me, that sounds kind of vague, I know. But the thing is if you, for instance, have had this overwhelming feeling of sadness recently, you really don't have anything to be sad about in your life. Take a look around at the people in your life and notice that if somebody is overwhelmed or saddened, or if this emotion actually only comes through when you're close to a certain person. And maybe they're not showing it, but maybe that's the universe's way of saying that you can actually help this person. As far as interpreting gifts one day at a time, your gift is like a rubber band within you. It literally is like a rubber band. And you have the capability of stretching it as far as you want. It will always bounce back. But it's you that has to stretch it. One of the best ways to really understand what your gifts are and how to interpret it is to work with it. Stop being scared of it. It's like looking in the mirror and being scared of your face. It literally is like looking in the mirror and being scared of your face. You're not scared of your face, are you? You're not scared of yourself, are you? If you are, then me and you need to talk. But you're not. Most people are not scared when they look in the mirror because that's natural to you, right? Looking in the mirror, looking at yourself, that's as natural to you as it is getting dressed every day or eating or sleeping or showering. It comes naturally to you. That is you. That is your body. That is you. Stop looking at this gift as something that is an outside source being shoved into you. Stop looking at this gift as somebody has got this little bubble of energy and they're standing behind you knocking you over the head with it. Start looking at this gift as it was already part of you. It is an extra arm or limb that you have the capability of using. And I'm not going to say life is going to get 10 times easier now that you have an extra arm and you can actually balance three things instead of two. But what I will tell you is that it was already there to begin with. and it's nothing to be scared of. And the moment that you start paying closer attention to your intuition and working with it, then what I will tell you is you'll notice a big difference between what is personally affecting you and what is actually meant to be. One of my biggest pieces of advice that I give new intuitives, your heart keeps you emotional. Your head keeps you logical. Your gut will always take you down the right path. Your gut will always keep you on the right path. If you feel like you're picking something up intuitively or in a vision or anything along those lines, and your first conclusion is to logically do this, then that is your head. That's your head talking. Or if your first conclusion is emotionally you feel this, that may be your heart talking unless you're in an empath. Go deeper. Go deeper past those and go with your gut. And your gut is in your third eye and in your stomach. Close your eyes. Feel where your intuition lies and tap into that. That will keep you on the right path. The way you access your intuition is through meditation. And I know a lot of people don't like meditation. It's because there's a lot of people out there that go, hey, you know how you meditate? You have to be in a dead quiet room and there can actually be no interruptions. And while you're at it, you have to be chanting a mantra or saying om for a good half hour. Yeah, okay. All right. I can tell you I've never meditated like that in my whole entire life. We are human beings, and we always have to be focusing on something, whether it's the wall or it is a single thought. We are human. We have to be thinking about something or focusing on something. To fully clear your mind, is it possible? Yes, and I've actually achieved that before, but that takes years of experience unless you're a complete natural at it. The other thing is meditation is supposed to be relaxing you, and how relaxing is it to say for 20 minutes? I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that it is very relaxing, and I'm not dissing that, but it's not relaxing to me. So I actually meditate in a completely different way. I envision what I call my happy place. And my happy place is, it's a beach. It is a beach with this roaring fire, and I can feel the ocean, and I can hear it, and I can see it. That is my happy place. That is a point that I envision. Once I'm in that happy place, then I put myself completely in that place. And once I'm completely in that place and I feel that whole entire place around me, then I sit down and get comfy in my happy place and I start meditating again. I go deeper. Because when you get to your happy place and you're visualizing it and you're seeing that meadow or those woods or that rock, and you're allowing yourself to say, you know, what does this feel like? Do I feel anything? What do I hear? What do I smell? What do I sense? You're already meditating. You're already there. And to go deeper is just a matter of sitting down in your happy place and closing your eyes and starting all over again, going deeper. But instead of imagining another happy place, what you do is you go within yourself, almost like your body becomes a place. Explore that place and find where you carry your intuition and start stretching it and working with it. Imagine that it is a rubber band within you and your goal is to actually locate the rubber band. And also listen to your guides and what they have to tell you, because they will tell you what your gifts are. And they're there to help guide you in how to learn them, how to grow with them, how to work with them. And my best advice is always keep an open mind. Keep a very open mind to your gifts, because you never know when they'll jump, you never know when they'll leap, and you never know when they'll grow. Some of the best things that you can do for dream interpretation and so forth is read, but I know that there's so many books out there. So read things that make you feel comfortable and stick with what feels right. There's so many interpretations out there. I always find that I stick with what my gut is telling me or what feels right to me. And if a book is recommending something else that doesn't feel right, then I don't go with it. You can also take classes. There's so many different in the area. I know there's plenty of them here in Michigan, but, you know, you can actually go online and look and see if you can find some local classes to help with your intuition. If you're really struggling with it, seek out a psychic. or talk to a psychic that specializes in helping people with their gifts, like me. I actually specialize in helping people find their gifts. And what I also do is when somebody comes to me with that personal struggle, I'll do an intuitive reading based off your intuition. Instead of coming in and finding out how your job's going, I'm actually going to do a reading that will help you not only discern your gifts and find out what you're capable of doing, but I will give you the advice in order how to control them and work from them from that point forward. I know I'm not the only psychic out there that does this, but you can seek me out, or you can actually seek out somebody else in your surrounding area, and they can help guide you with that. There are readers out there that do that, and you're more than welcome to do that. Some people feel comfortable getting that type of reading and knowing where to start and where to work from there, as opposed to going to a class and feeling completely overwhelmed. So I want to say kind of keep that in mind. I will also tell you that there's plenty of people out there that teach intuitive capabilities and psychic capabilities. But they teach them in the standpoint that they're teaching from their own personal experience. My recommendation is to work with somebody who kind of fits your own personal mold, or who's going to keep an open mind that maybe your gifts come on a little bit differently. Like I said, they do. The way I interpret my talents and capabilities are completely different than the person sitting next to me. It doesn't mean I'm more powerful or stronger than anybody else. It just means that I work differently than you, and that's good. That makes us unique. Once again, I want to hand out my information. If you would like to contact me, please give me a call at 313-516-8210. And for anybody out there who prefers text messaging over talking on the phone, because I know that there are people out there, you're actually welcome to text me. The business line I have actually does get text messaging. So if you're uncomfortable calling me on the phone and you want to send me a text message and say, hey, my name is such and such and I'm from such and such and I have this question, feel free. You can email me at moonbeamessence@yahoo.com, or you can actually find me on Facebook at Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield, on Twitter at Divine Temperance, or you can look up Courtney Overfield, and you can actually find me on Tumblr too. And I post all of my radio shows and all of my monthly articles on there that I publish in the guide. This month I actually published an article about finding love and some solid advice on how to do so, because it is one of the biggest topics that I'm dealing with clients lately. And, every client is obviously differently, but I gave some of my personal and also intuitive advice about finding love. You can find that article on my Tumblr page, Divine Temperance, or you can actually go to bodymindspiritguide.com and look through the PDF file of the magazine. Or if you're here in Michigan, we have over 1,400 locations where we drop off the guide, and you're welcome to pick up the monthly guide. I want to thank everybody for listening today and joining in. I noticed that I do have a couple of callers. Thank you so much for being here, and especially to the people that are in the chat room too. Appreciate it. If you have any further questions, feel free to contact me. I do not mind, and like I said, I'm not going to charge you for asking me a question about today's show. I hope you join me next month. I'm always here live the first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m., and next month is my birthday month, and I'm excited because I always try to come up with a really cool show around my birthday month. And I want to wish everybody a very happy day. Share your love and light with somebody near to you. And I want to welcome you guys to stay tuned for our 1 p.m. show this afternoon. It's Body, Mind, Spirit News, where we discuss our monthly magazine and what's coming up in radio. And we highly recommend you join us, because you're more than welcome to tell us what you feel about the radio station and all of our shows and the magazine. What do you love? What would you like to see more of? So stay tuned at 1 p.m. for that show. I will be also hosting and being part of that show, but all of us at Body, Mind, Spirit Guide will be on there. So I'm excited to be part of that. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being part of this, and I hope to hear from you. Have a great, wonderful rest of the month. Bye-bye.